On today's show, car sales are running red hot in the American market. The VW scandal won't hurt the company's racing efforts, and VW has come up with a solution to fix its diesels in Europe. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for November 30th of 2015. Automakers in the United States will report their November sales tomorrow, and they should show that the market continues to run red hot. Ward's forecast that the SAR will hit 18.4 million vehicles. It says sales should hit 1.3 million cars and trucks, up 3.2% for the month. But when adjusted for the daily selling rate, it says they should be up 12%. Amongst the major automakers, it expects Nissan, FCA, and Hyundai Kia to be the biggest gainers. But those red-hot sales numbers suggest that the American market is just about at its peak, at least from a profitability standpoint. That's according to the investment company Sanford Bernstein. It says that sales volume can't go much higher, that financing can't get any cheaper, and that new assembly plants opening in Mexico are going to add more capacity. It believes all that will erode the profitability of car companies. But here's our Autoline insight. As we've reported before, other analysts believe that sales in the U.S. will go up even more in 2016 and that they may not cool off until the end of 2017. And remember, last week we told you how General Motors is increasing the variable profit on the new Malibu by $1,500 thanks to its new architecture. We think that automakers will find new ways to offset costs that can protect their profitability. And speaking of new car sales, there's something of a mystery going on in Germany about whether Volkswagen sales are collapsing or holding their own. A report from a daily newspaper in Frankfurt says that VW sales are dropping fast. Reportedly, Germans are very upset that VW understated its CO2 emissions. But Volkswagen sort of denies that report. VW told Reuters that, quote, "The numbers we have paint a different picture of the situation in Germany." Later in the show, we'll have more on the diesel emissions fix that VW came up with. And while Volkswagen is still reeling from this scandal, at least it looks like a big part of its racing program will not be affected.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. And by Pure Michigan, leading the automotive world in intelligent connected vehicles. We run on brain power.
Dieselgate has rocked Volkswagen's universe, and some feared its racing efforts would suffer. But Audi just pulled the wraps off its brand new LMP1 race car, the R18. Although we are seeing some cost-cutting efforts, as both Porsche and Audi will only field two entrants instead of three in the Le Mans 24 hours. The new race car is still a hybrid that relies on diesel engine technology. But rather than stick with a mechanical flywheel for energy storage, the R18 will switch over to lithium-ion batteries. Audi says this is the most powerful and efficient race car it has ever built, and it's sure hoping that translates into wins at the racetrack. Last year's defeat at Le Mans was only the third time since the year 2000 that Audi lost the race. We've seen Porsche continually roll out new parts for its classic cars, a great way for any automaker to drum up some extra cash, especially Porsche, with more than 70% of the cars it's ever produced still on the road. But now, for the first time, Porsche is bringing service, workshop, and sales exclusively for its classic cars under one roof. The first Porsche center just opened up in the Netherlands, but there are plans to open an additional 100 centers around the world by 2018. Coming up next, Volkswagen came up with a way to fix its diesels that looks like it came out of a J.C. Whitney catalog.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work, Dow.
Volkswagen has come up with a solution to fix its 1.6-liter and 2-liter diesel engines in Europe. The 2-liter diesel will receive a software update, which should take half an hour to complete. In addition to a software update, the 1.6-liter diesel will be fitted with what it calls a, quote, flow transformer. It's a plastic tube that sits directly in front of the mass airflow sensor on the engine. In a statement, the company says it's, quote, a mesh that calms the swirled airflow in front of the air mass sensor and will thus decisively improve the measuring accuracy of the air mass sensor. VW expects that fix to take less than an hour. The new measures have been approved by the German Federal Motor Transport Authority, and the company will start fixing the engines in January. VW will also submit a fix to the Federal Motor Transport Authority for its 1.2-liter three-cylinder diesel at the end of the month. Boy, here we thought it was technically difficult to meet emission standards. And it turns out, all you need is a plastic tube. Will wonders never cease? We have a great Autoline After Hours coming up Thursday. John and Gary will be out at the media launch for the new Nissan Titan. Has Nissan finally cracked the code to figure out how to get Americans to buy its pickup truck? Tune in Thursday to get some of the best insights as to what's really going on in the global automotive industry. And with that, we wrap up today's report. Thanks for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.